And welcome back to the Plant Powered Podcast. I've got my first photo shoot in God knows how long today, so I thought why not film my video while I've got my makeup and lashes done, because it feels really nice. Usually I just wear no makeup, so it's nice to get glammed up for once. And I can't believe how long I've gone without doing my favorite things, like going to gigs and doing photo shoots and doing all of those things that used to make me really, really happy. So hopefully this whole COVID thing will start to cool down from now on, and I'm just praying that the world will return back to a better place where everyone can be a lot happier and do the things they love. Today I'll be chatting to you about how to stay determined and consistent, because that's the key when it comes to achieving your goals. There's a few things to consider. You're going to make sure your whole lifestyle's in check, you're going to make sure things are specific, and you've got to really want it. So I'll go through a few points to help you along your health and fitness journey. I haven't had really any work lately because of COVID where I live. I've been very, very grateful to live somewhere where it hit us basically almost last compared to the rest of the world. We've hardly noticed it this whole time. We didn't really have any restrictions until recently, like a month or two ago. So we've been very, very lucky up until this point, so I'm very grateful. But it doesn't mean that it doesn't suck at the same time. So at the end of last year, check out my other video about being burnt out if you're feeling like you're just so overwhelmed with your tasks. But I was working in a nightclub, I was DJing on a Saturday for 5 hours in the blazing heat, I was driving an hour back home to feed my dog, get dressed, have dinner, drive back to the next city, work till 2 a.m. at the nightclub, get home at 3 and do the whole next thing the next day, working in my business and working at a health store during the week, and I was like absolutely exhausted. So even though I've basically had a whole month off, which is more than I expected, in a way it's been a really good thing. So I've been spending my weekends just being really cozy at home and drinking tea and just DJing to myself or working on my business, creating new programs, release my new ebook, and just having that really, really special downtime that we all need every now and again. I've been sleeping really well, working on my goals and visions, and I got a new planner for this year so I can reflect on each month and just really make this year the year that I want it to be. I have been strengthening my mindset, like with my self-confidence and overcoming old triggers and just seeing how I can be a better person every day. I've been getting organized, just decluttering things, organizing my whole life, getting to the end of my to-do list, going through my whole email list, catching up on all these little odd tasks, like getting hot, like a hole in my gym tights, took it in to get sewed up so I can get things fixed, just all these little things that tend to build up on the sides. I've just been getting through all of that, which is a really, really good feeling. And just getting creative in my business and working on lots of marketing, creating all these new graphics to add to my email list and social media and all that kind of thing. So all of that has been really, really fun, and it's been nice to just reconnect with myself, get creative, and just have my own time to like really just live this nice life that I want to live. So the first step to being consistent and staying determined is to have a clear goal. So to get fit and healthy, that's not clear. Like, what exact things do you need to reach? I don't recommend like looking at the scale, but maybe it's different measurements. Like, do you want your biceps, your legs to grow by however much, like with a measuring tape? Or do you want to have a strength goal? Or I know this one lady, she just had a kid, so now she's just started getting into running for the first time ever. Do you have like running distance goals or speed goals? Or one of my other friends is an MMA fighter, so maybe it'll be to win the next 3 to 5 fights or to win every fight kind of thing. So your goals have to be really, really specific so that you can narrow it down and so that it's like it can be tracked. The next one is building small, measurable habits. So I love having goals based around habits instead of being like, I want to feel confident, or I want to look toned or muscular or be happy with my physique. How about you say, I want to hit the gym 5 days per week. I want to cut my takeaways down to once per week. When I go out and have a night drinking, I only want to have 2 alcoholic beverages and switch out the rest for water or kombucha or soda water and lime or something. So it's like physical habits that you can change. Or I want to cook 2 new recipes per week so that you can start to expand your skills in the kitchen and find your new favorites. All of those are based around habits that are easy to track and easy to do. So you can get like habit trackers or reflect at the end of the week and make sure you hit your goals. But by creating habits as goals, that's going to help you feel confident. That's going to help you feel more energetic and be happy within your own body and your own mind. The next one is a desire to want it. Now, I'm going to relate this episode to me planning to compete in my next bodybuilding show. So I did the last one in April 2021, and that was my first ever show. I went right in there and signed up to World Beauty Fitness and Fashion, which is a worldwide show. I never worried about any smaller ones. I was like, that's the one I want to do. I'd had my eye on it for years. And with a 6 week prep, I placed third in the wellness category. And that I cried on stage because I'd just gotten out of a breakup. My life was terrible. I was living off peanut butter sandwiches and coffee. I was spending my whole days in bed. The only reason I got out of bed was because I had a dog. I had to start taking her for walks when I moved into town because I wasn't on the farm anymore. And when I signed up to the show, I had a goal to work towards. So I started doing strength training again after almost a year off exercise due to the pandemic and gyms being closed. So that was an amazing experience and a huge hurdle to overcome. Just looking at these women for years and thinking, oh, I wish I could sign up to one of those one day. And then I did it, and it was such a cool feeling. And I could like call my friend and I'm like, I got third. And it literally just broke down on stage. So that was the best thing ever. Now, I'm planning to compete again, but reflecting on January, I have to be honest with myself. I haven't been prioritizing it as well as I could be. And because it's such a huge effort, these women dedicate 20 weeks of a prep plus like 6 months or a year of a growing phase before that to build up their physiques and bring an even better package to the stage. So I'm like, yeah, I want to compete in April, but like during January, I was kind of recovering from burnout and I was having a bit of a break from the gym, which we all need. And I'll talk about feminine and masculine approach in a second. But I don't even track food. I just eat intuitively and I eat what I crave and what I feel like. And I'm very in tune with my body, but that's great for maintenance, but not necessarily for build phases or for shred phases to physically lose fat. And my best physique ever was still when I lived in Auckland, which was better than what I brought to the stage when I competed. And that's because I was just doing all these different fitness classes. I was going to gigs on the weekend. I was going for all these hikes. I was doing boxing, HIIT training, weights, all these different things. I was doing quick sprints. And now I'm like, man, how do I have all the energy for that? But you could tell that I was doing a lot back then and just eating so well, just all these veggie stir fries. So planning to compete in this next show, I feel like time has kind of crept up on me and it's literally in 2 months. So I have put up pictures, like another tip is to put up pictures of your idols on your vision board or hang them, put photos in the fridge or as your phone wallpaper. So this is my vision board behind me and I've got like some of my idols there of like beautiful physiques and different food that I feel like I'd want to nourish my body with, and people who I look up to in business who are just super, super successful in the same kind of line of work that I'm doing. So not, I know that it's possible. I just have to put my mind to it and just keep growing, keep putting in the effort day after day, and eventually you'll get there. So knowing that it's possible and just inspiring yourself, putting those pictures up, putting it on your phone, like, yeah, just making sure you look at that stuff and adapting that same mindset of what would they do and how would they spend their days, how would they wake up, what would their productivity look like, how would they take care of themselves, how would they get motivated to go to the gym. And it's just like a good thing to keep in the back of your head with people who inspire you. And the other things that are kind of throwing me off track, which a lot of people wouldn't let anything throw them off track, but I've got to move house again. I moved into this house the week of Christmas and it's now the last day of January. And after a couple weeks, like the lease was meant to get extended for a whole another year and we were taken over from this other girl. And now the house has been taken off the rental market and the housing market is terrible in Australia and especially where I live, because everyone is escaping the bigger cities to move to smaller areas where it's not so populated because of COVID, or people are buying just like, people who have money are buying holiday homes that aren't getting lived in, and there's just actually no houses to move into. So that's a little bit stressful, like in the back of my mind, I need that. And I've also had no work for a month, and like all these kind of things, they kind of make you feel stressed and on edge, and you just go to bed like, holy crap, I hope this works out. And the last thing about doing the show is that there's so much to prepare for. So last time I only did a 6 week prep and I just started trying to do strength training again, trying to limit calories, but I'd never tracked food or limited food before. And I only craved sweet food the whole time because it's my mindset of like, you can't have that. So I just was eating like sweet slices and stuff. So this time round, I've got to bring my best package to the stage. I've definitely put on a lot of size since doing consistent strength training, trying new exercises, actually pushing myself with the weights that I can lift because it's all in your mind. I have a coach now, but when I go down, I never got to do all the photo shoots last time because I used everything to my name just to get to Gold Coast and just to enter. So this time I'd love to obviously book a few nights accommodation, book some photo shoots while you're in your most shredded state. You need show entry fees. You need, if I do two categories again, which I feel like is awesome because the first time you go out on stage, you're just so terrified and stiff, it feels like. So the second time you're like, okay, I know what to expect, and you're a bit more free flowing with your posing and stuff. So I kind of like entering two categories just to have more of a chance and just to have a warm up. But this time I can't enter in bikini because the judging criteria said that my legs were too muscular, my quads. So I'd have to do wellness and fitness. So for anyone who's like interested in doing it but doesn't know much about the categories, and WBFF, there's the bikini, which is like a beautiful feminine physique with shape, but you don't have to be overly lean or anything, just a little bit of muscle. Wellness is a fuller lower body and you don't have to be as lean as well, so I think that's perfect for me. And wellness, people just say my whole brand is wellness, so that's what I would thrive in, and I have muscly legs as well. And if I want to go up one, to would be to fitness, which is a bit like more equal in your upper and lower body, which I have been working on my arms more, which I was scared to do because there's this big stigma like, oh, you can't work out arms because you're going to look like a man. And once I started doing it, I actually really like my arms now, and I have like really firm triceps, and whenever I'm like trying on clothes, I'm like, ooh, like checking out my triceps in the mirror, and it feels like more balanced. And working on chest, my boobs have been like, they've gotten bigger, and I thought that doing chest would make you lose fat on the area, but my PT said it should actually like push my boobs out, so I look more feminine since doing chest, and I actually really like it, and just more muscles like around my shoulder area and stuff. So fitness is more balanced with the upper and lower body, a lot more muscle overall, and a leaner physique, and figure that's like very lean, very muscular, like top of the top that you can go. So I think I'll do the middle two categories and just see where I kind of fall in. So if I did two, I need a bikini. I'll probably just get the same bikini for both, a gown for the wellness. But if you move up to fitness, they're the ones that get the beautiful Victoria's Secret outfits, and that's always been my dream. So I found one outfit secondhand online, but it's from a lady in the UK, which would probably take quite a long time to get shipped over, and I don't want to be like stressing that it's not going to get here in time and all that kind of thing. And plus trying it on, what if it doesn't fit? I'd have to get it altered and everything. So I'm cutting it a bit close for time at the moment. You also need a posing coach. You need a whole routine for when you're out on the stage, because that's a big part of the judging criteria. And I feel like I don't really have anywhere to pose at the moment. Like my old gym had the big fitness room with a big mirror, and like here there's nowhere with like a mirror with good light, and like the other side of the house is like really dark and stuff. Then we're gonna have to be moving house and doing all the stuff, so it just seems like a lot at the moment. And a lot of the girl, well, pretty much every girl, they're practicing every day or like several times a week, so I'm like pretty, I feel like I need to start fresh in that area. Then there's the entry fees to consider, the photography on the day, travel expenses, and just like you want to give it your all if you're prepping for that long to do the show. Like you want it to be the best, your best physique, your best effort. And I just feel like I'm like eating well and exercising, but it's not like I'm not stressing myself out over going to the gym and all that kind of thing. The next part that I wanted to discuss was feminine and masculine approach when it comes to coaching. So I feel like I have quite a feminine holistic approach, and that's more like making things fit your needs and intuitive eating and doing what you feel like. And when I throw things in a pan, I obviously always crave veggies and stuff, so I always eat well. But sometimes you might crave a burger, or sometimes you might be like, oh, I just really don't want to go to the gym today. I don't feel like I have the energy. I'd rather use that time to rest and just curl up and get cozy and go tomorrow instead. And that's like making things work for you, and it's, yeah, very soft and not so rigid. And that's definitely how I approach everything, like my clients and my health. And then there's a masculine approach, which is more popular, like more common within the bodybuilding industry, because it's like tracking food and weighing every single thing you put into your body and following your meal plan to a T, like weighing out your sources, even changing the seasoning on your food, the girls do, and posing every single day, fitting in your weights, fitting in your cardio. Plus a lot of them are working full time. It's like a lot of stuff to do. It's like having a full-time job, but they stick to it to the T for that whole time leading up to the show. And you've got to know when to rein back and when to go all in. So if you're like, oh, I really don't feel like going to the gym today, are you just being lazy? Or do you need to just get hard on yourself and be like, get to the gym now, you're going to feel better after you get some exercise, you're going to get your happy endorphins going, and it's going to be worth it in the end. So it's about tuning in with yourself. Why don't you want a gym? Do you have other things going on in your life? Do you have any injuries? I've currently got a back injury so bad I can't even like lift up my hand to tie my hair. I was trying to hop in the shower and I was like, oh my god. And I got acupuncture yesterday and a massage, and it's a bit better, but like, yeah, it's just not the best right now. So I went today just to do some deadlifts because I was really feeling the energy, did some hip thrusts, and just did a short session of heavy weights, and made me feel really good. But on some of the other days, I'm like, oh, I think I might just stay home and, yeah, just curl up and get really cozy and feel like really feminine and not exert too much energy kind of thing. Or maybe just do some yoga and walk the dogs instead. So I want you to think about how you can apply that to your own life. When you say you don't want to go to the gym and you're making up excuses, are they valid excuses, or are you just being lazy? And when you go to buy takeaways, is it because you really feel like a burger and you just want something more dense, or you just feel like you want a greasy treat kind of thing and it's just what you want and it feels great? Or is it just because you can't be bothered cooking? Because my meals are 10 minutes and I just chuck stuff in the air fryer, saute some veggies for a few minutes, and it's a lot quicker to even just cook at home. It saves you a lot of money, and it doesn't have to, you don't have to be cooking like long strenuous recipes with all these ingredients every night. I just stick to the absolute basics with some protein. I might have some veggie sausages, some tofu, or I love the vegan chicken schnitzels. Chuck some potato in the air fryer, just made homemade chips last night, and then just saute some veggies so they're crunchy. Like last night I had green beans and broccolini. So ask yourself, are you just being lazy, or do you deserve a treat and deserve to have a break? And some people thrive on one or the other as well. I don't really like following a meal plan. It just seems like very foreign to me, or like having a specific laid out thing and like measuring all your food. That kind of hurts my brain. And I seen this girl post in the Facebook group, what can I make out of this? And it was like fats, like 30 grams, protein, this many grams, carbs, this many grams. And in my head, I was like, how do you make a meal out of that? That just seems like so hard. And I'm so used to doing things visually, like I feel like this many veggies and this much protein and this many carbs. It's like more of a visual thing for me when I'm building my plate. So think about what approach works best for you. If some people try feminine approach, they might just completely go off the rails because they're not used to controlling themselves and not used to craving the right kind of thing, because they're used to being in this restrictive mindset. So it makes them want all the treat foods and makes them not want to go to the gym. But if you feel like you don't stick to things very well and everything's a bit willy-nilly, maybe a masculine approach would help. So there's a lot more structure and routine in your weeks, and you know exactly what you're going to be eating, you know exactly what workouts you're going to do on what days and different things like that. So have a think about it, because it's a really, really interesting conversation to have with yourself. And finally, I just wanted to invite you personally to sign up for my 8-week program, Beautiful Body Blitz. So that is a nutrition program I've created that goes through all these different topics, like how to cure your digestive issues and different hormone health. It's going to help clear up your skin and how to feel confident within your body and all these different habits that you can create revolving around food and your daily routine. So it's 8 weeks. I just give you a meal guide. It's got over 140 recipes, and you can just choose 2 new recipes a week if you like. It doesn't have to be this big strenuous thing. I think a lot of people think, oh, this 8-week program, it's going to be so hard if they think they want to look like me or something. But I'm so relaxed with my approach. It's just like second nature. Yeah, try these delicious ingredients, try something new, and just get your body moving in a way that you enjoy. And the thing I like to focus on is providing education behind why to make certain choices. So when you go to the supermarket and you pick up 2 different products, I include healthy swaps guides and all these different bonus ebooks. How do you know what one to choose and why? How do you read the ingredients list? How do you know what one's better for you? How can you better feed your family? So I like to focus on the education behind why and look at what other people are doing wrong instead of just telling you to eat this because I said, because you won't understand why or the changes that it's going to make within your own body. So thank you for listening. I'll put the links to Beautiful Body Blitz below and everything else, my plant-based muscle building guide ebook, and you can follow me on Instagram and all those kind of things. So check out the description, and thank you for listening. I hope you found this helpful, and I'll see you next week.